Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Dad. And, of course, you know Tommy Davidson from the great show In Living Color and stand up all over the place. But, I mean, the guy is an incredible vocalist, and he's got some new music out. Tommy Davidson is back on with us here on the National Defense. Tommy, how are you?
How are you? You know, my first question is, where are you stationed?
We are stationed all over the world. We're on the Armed Forces Radio Network. We're on over 100 stations here in the U.S., and our whole audience is active duty military, veterans, and their families. So, absolutely, man.
Oh, great, man. My favorite audience. And so then you're in Osan, you're in Italy, you're up in Alaska with our boys and girls.
Absolutely.
You're even in Diego Garcia.
Yeah, South Korea. I mean, it's everywhere, man. Yeah. All ships at sea, except for the ones that crash into bridges. We're never on our cargo ship. They crash into a bridge, man. It's just unbelievable. Hey, Tommy, I've always been a huge fan of your comedy, but man, I love your music. You are a jazz man.
Man, thank you, man. Thank you. And for you to say that, it means that I actually have done it.
Yeah, well, I listened to you got the new single that you got out called "You Show Me," but I was just listening to "Sweet Reunion" that you did with Dave Koz. Oh man, that's good.
Ah, thank you. And with Dave is the guy who actually told me, you know what? I think you should start getting serious about your music. Hmm. You know, and so when I really did that, I gave him a call, and he listened to the song and he went, of course I do it.
Wow. You know?
I expected that from you. I expected that from you, you know?
That's not a bad start with Dave Koz.
It's not a bad start at all. But, you know, to say for myself, my journey has been paved by musicians that I listened to growing up with and then met and became really good friends with out here in L.A. And that includes George Duke, Lou Rawls, Maurice White, Stevie Wonder,
Ben Joss.
Anita Baker, Booker. I mean, it can just go Brenda Russell, Slash, Stevie Nicks. Santana,
wow.
You know, yeah. Comedy is a good ticket.
We're talking to Tommy Davidson here in the National Defense. And Tommy, this is kind of be like full circle to you, because when you started out in comedy, you're opening for some big names like Patti LaBelle and Kenny G and Luther Vandross, right?
Yeah. And what the genesis of that is that I didn't want to be a comedian. Hmm. You know, I always wanted to be a singer. So my friend Howard, when I was about 19, got pissed off at me because I got a job at a Ramada Inn as an assistant chef, which is a great job for a 19-year-old.
Right, right.
And so you're the stupidest person I ever met. You're trying to sing. You're the funniest person in the world. Dude, you should be out in Hollywood making movies like Eddie Murphy. You could be rich as I don't know what. So he pushes me into the worst strip club in Washington, D.C. Convinces the manager to put me on stage for 5 minutes. The guy says, go ahead. I look at Howard. I go, what am I supposed to do? He said, just say something, man. From the first thing I said, people rolled. I mean, they couldn't stop laughing, and I stayed there for 3 months. And we sold out. You know, the place was packed to see me. Wow. You know, the women were there too, but the word was out.
Right.
And so show promoters started putting me on shows with all these singing acts because I had all these impressions, which I didn't know were impressions.
Man, you're Sammy Davis Jr. is still the best.
Thank you, man. And I'm going to get serious about him one day as well. You know, wow. I'd like to get an album on that guy. and I'm going to assure you that when I'm singing, my high doesn't pop out. Okay, so go ahead.
We're talking to Tommy Davidson here on the National Defense. Hey, man, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and I know you've been here doing your comedy. Have you ever been to the Great Jazz Museum here?
I have not.
Oh,
and that's got to be my next destination in KC. I have some very, very important years in KC. whereas my best friend was Derek Thomas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I discovered the real Kansas City heart, Kansas City's heart through David, Derek Thomas and the people I met in Kansas City. And I wish on the brightest star that Derek could have seen what's happening right now.
Right.
With the Kansas City Chiefs, because
right.
That's all he wanted.
Man.
And I'm sure he is seeing it.
The great Derek Thomas. We used to do a Chiefs show every Wednesday night, and famous Derek Thomas story. And for those of you that don't know Derek Thomas, I mean, man was just an incredible. It was a sack leader. I mean, the guy was just an incredible player. And so we would have a different player on every Wednesday night. And the show started at 8 o'clock. So Derek was late. He was always late to everything. And we started the show at about 20 minutes after eight. Derek finally arrives. We've got 10 minutes left in the show. And he sits down, and somebody comes over and says, "Hey, man, somebody's car is running, and it's in the middle of the road." Derek just parked his car in the middle of the road and left it and came in to do the show. Does that sound like the Derek you knew?
Yeah, it does.
We're talking to Tommy Davidson here in the National Defense. Hey, I want to ask you about, you perform with Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Well, I have a single that has members of Earth, Wind, and Fire in it.
Wow!
And I also have, and I can say I have two, because the wonderful keyboard player Larry Dunn is playing on "You Show Me."
Oh, wow! That's some big shoulders right there, man.
Especially when every Christmas I would buy the Earth, Wind, and Fire album. I wouldn't buy it. I would ask for it for Christmas.
Is that right?
To go from this kid in Silver Spring, Maryland, Washington, D.C., you know, that couldn't wait for the new Earth, Wind, and Fire album to come out at Christmas, to have a single, to have a music career that involves them, among others. I got to tell everyone out there, if there's something you really, really, really want, you can have it. It's going to take a lot of work, but it's going to take even more desire. But if you have that, man, you'll have something in life that you can't top.
Oh, man, I love that. I love that. And it's so important, especially for our audience, to know that, you know, when you do your time in the service, you get out and transition back to another life. A lot of times very confused, very, don't have a mission anymore. Well, that's when you need to think about that and turn it around, right?
Yes. And my message to not only veterans, but active servicemen and women is, one of the reasons why it's going to feel different when you get back is because the world doesn't promote the same as the military.
Right.
The world doesn't promote on merit. In the military, thank God, promoted on merit. It doesn't matter if you're a woman, man, whatever your orientation is. If you do the job good, you get the job.
That's it. Absolutely. It's a different deal. And what you do is you transition back, you put a little Tommy Davidson, "You Show Me" on, and you just relax. you get some sweet reunion, some Dave Coz. I mean, man, great stuff, Tommy. Really good stuff, and I appreciate you being here.
Man, thank you. And I've just been able to stay consistent over the years, and I'm just glad to be here. And we need y'all on that wall.
Love it. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.